meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. You'll turn to Matthew chapter 22 in verse 35 and 36. It says, one of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? This is actually not a startling thing because it was a common practice among the scribes to try and figure out how they could reduce all 613 laws in the Old Testament down, condense it down into fewer numbers. Sometimes they would point to David's Psalm 15. Other times they'd point to Isaiah or to Zechariah, reducing it to four or three, et cetera, et cetera. But there were 613 laws in the Old Testament. Can't get around that. And 248 of those are written in the positive. In other words, do this, do this, do this, do this. Okay? But that means that there are 365 of them which are thou shalt not or the like. Negative comments, negative commands. And you even look at the Ten Commandments. Now, I know I've done this with you before, but we're going to do it again. Can you name the Ten Commandments? Can you tell me how many of them are written in the negative? Come on. What's the first one? Say again.
Love the Lord your God.
No. Not in the Ten Commandments. That's not the Ten Commandments. Oh. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other gods but me.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, that's a positive, right? That's a positive.
What's number? I think that's positive, right?
But you said you have no other gods.
It's I am the Lord your God. I mean, how much more positive can you be? I mean, come on. All right. Well, what's the second one? You shall not make to yourself any graven image nor the likeness of anything in the heavens above nor the earth or beneath nor the waters under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down to them nor worship them. That's number two, and it's a negative. Number three is you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Right, Susan. All right. And number four? Keep holy the Sabbath day. That's a positive. All right. And number five, honor your father and your mother. Hey, that's a positive. We've got an outnumbering of positive over negative. But then we go, thou shalt not murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. And thou shalt not covet. That's seven negatives out of ten. Whoa. Whoa. But Jesus wasn't trying to dispose of the laws when he gave his summary. And his summary was, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. He's basically, what Jesus is doing is, he's not replacing the Old Covenant, not disposing of the Old Testament. What he's doing is he's saying, this is the heart. This is the heart of the law. This is the heart of God being made manifest through the commandments of God. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, when he's up on the mount and he's doing the Sermon on the Mount, he says, do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. He was exposing the heart of the law. And the heart of the law is agape. It's love. Love the Lord your God. Love your neighbor. When you do these, you fulfill all of the law and all of the prophets. As a matter of fact, on the night he was betrayed, at the Last Supper, he said, a new commandment I give to you. Love one another. Notice, he didn't say love one another as you love yourself. He said, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. Wow. Now think about how he loved us. He was willing to die for us. He did die for us. It's not love your neighbor as yourself. It's love as Jesus loved. We are to love our neighbors as Jesus has loved us. And what's interesting, too, in the New Testament, in the Gospel, in the Greek, Jesus uses agape for both commandments. Now, there are three different words in Greek for love. There's eros, which is sexual love. There is phileo, which is brotherly love. And there is agape, which is godly love. Okay? One would think when he's talking about love the Lord your God, yes, that would be agape. But love your neighbor, that should be phileo, right? Brotherly love. And you can see a good example of that in all the citizenry of Philadelphia, right? Never mind. We won't go there. But I'm so glad they didn't win. Sorry, Jack, but I'm just so glad they didn't win. Anyway, phileo is brotherly love. So love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love your neighbor with brotherly love. No, love your neighbor as God would love your neighbor. Love your neighbor, allowing God to work through you to show that love to the other. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, he says, whoever claims to love God yet hates his brother or sister is a liar. Whoa! Did you hear that? Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or a sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. We are to love our neighbors as Jesus has loved us. And that is a rare commodity in the church today. And there is way too much negativity. There are so many people out there saying, don't do this. If you're a true Christian, you won't do that. A lot of negativity. But we need to be positively affirming as Jesus was affirming when he gave us these commandments. That's why Jesus gave us positively affirming commandments. Our identity is not in what we oppose. Our identity is in Christ. And we are called to affirm Christ. You are made in the image of God. And what does John say? God is love. You are made in the image, the very image of love. And the church, the gathered community, the corporate nature of the body of Christ is that we are to love one another. When we love one another, then the world will see and know that Jesus has been sent from God the Father. It says so in John, right? You're the John scholar, right? We have been called to love one another within the body, but also we have been entrusted to be ambassadors of Christ. And what does an ambassador do? He represents the one who sent him. We are ambassadors of Christ. We are to represent Christ to the world. We are called to behave toward others as Christ has behaved toward us. So how do we project that love of God to others? Well, it's not in negativity. It's not in telling them how wrong they are. It's not in telling them that they're all sinners and going to hell. It's not in telling them what not to do. It's to tell them about the love of God. To show them the love of God. To represent the love of God to them. When in the early 1990s, I knew that I needed to leave the Episcopal Church USA, I began to look, where am I going to go? This is what I've known all my life. Where am I going to go? What am I going to do? And I started looking at different denominations. And the saddest part about all that was, as I looked at all the the Anglican churches that had separated from the Episcopal Church, every single one of them was organized around what they opposed. We opposed the new Book of Common Prayer. We oppose women's ordination. We oppose, and okay, but what do you affirm? What do you believe? What do you profess? What is the faith that you are confessing on Sunday morning? That I don't like the 79 prayer book. I mean, you know, what is it that identifies you as a body, as the body of Christ? And one day, this tall man who was bald-headed walked into my office, Pastor James Swatzel of Fellowship. I don't remember the name of his congregation at that time. Anyway, he was from Swannanoa. But Pastor James Swatzel came in and said, God told me to find you. I said, well, you found me. Now what do we do? And he said, well, I'm supposed to tell you about the Charismatic Episcopal Church. And I'm like, I don't want to have anything to do with one of those break-off Episcopal churches. He said, but it's not a break-off. I was like, okay, what is it? He said, it's Pentecostal pastors seeking the ancient and apostolic faith. And I went, oh, now that intrigued me. So I got on the telephone and I called San Clemente. San Clemente called Jacksonville. Jacksonville called me, and boom, the rest is history. But it was an affirming body. It was exactly what I believe God wants from all of us, to be positively affirming of the faith. So how do we overcome this negativity? Well, I think if we're going to overcome this negativity, we need an anti-negativity campaign. I don't think that's going to work. I got two negatives. That makes a positive, but it's still negative. As a matter of fact, it's doubly negative. No, we don't need that. No, we need to be positively affirming of the love of God. Amen? Amen. And my friends, how do we do that? Well, the learning is in the doing. As a matter of fact, Paul said to the church at Ephesus in chapter 4, verse 15, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, that is, into Christ. We learn by loving, speaking the truth in love, loving your neighbor as yourself. Yes, loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Yes, and loving your neighbor even as Jesus has loved you. Back in when we were still over on Patton Avenue, we were doing Luke 10:1. Rebecca Henderson made a commitment to go downtown every day and to prayer walk downtown Asheville. And of course, that's an experience in and of itself. Just ask Miranda. But what she did was she would walk around and she would see all the different people and she would pray for them. She didn't always agree with what they were doing. She didn't always agree with what they stood for. But she would walk around, and as she would see somebody, she would just, not necessarily personally, get up in their face or anything, but she would just pray for them. And her comment was, it is very hard to hate someone for whom you were praying. That's a pretty profound statement. That would be a good place for all of us to begin. When we see somebody misbehaving or behaving other than we would want them to behave, why don't we start with prayer? Lift them up before God. Just pray for them. In 1 John chapter 4, John says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Let us love one another, for love is from God. And if we love, we've been born of God and know God." He goes on to say, in a negative, "Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love." God is love. It's not a matter of avoiding sin, but living, as the bishop so strongly emphasizes, living in Christ. If we are in relationship with the one who is love, then we will want to love to fulfill the law. If we are in love with God, let's see if I can word this correctly. If we are in love with God, if we're walking in Christ, then we will not want to do the things that are commanded us not to do. If we're walking in Christ, if we are walking in the love of God, we're not going to want to murder. We're not going to want to commit adultery. We're not going to want to steal. We're not going to want to bear false witness, because of our love for God and our love for each other. Amen? Are we okay? Just blank stares? Okay, all right. Anyway, we won't have to be told not to do these things, because we will not want to do those things because of our love for God. My friends, the world is dying, literally, to see Christ in us, in the church, in the body of Christ. The world is literally dying to see Christ in us. You've got to wonder, why would any unbeliever want to join a body whose identity is in what they oppose? Jesus reduced all the do's and don'ts of the 613 commandments of the Old Testament down into two positively affirming commandments: love God and love your neighbor. In that, he revealed not only the heart of the law, but he revealed the heart of the Father. And when we do as he did, we will fulfill all of the law and all of the prophets. We're not reducing things to a minimum. We are affirming our relationship with God. He loved us, we love him, and then we turn and we love our neighbors as he has loved us. Jesus gave us these positively affirming commandments, so let's do it. Let us love God and love our neighbor, even as Jesus has loved us. Amen. Amen.